I think on like dating profiles, there should be a screenshot of your notes app, because your notes app is so telling. And my notes app is a mess, but in a beautiful way. And today's episode came from my notes. It was truly just bits and pieces of quotes, ideas, like journaling quotes. Literally had to move around some grocery shopping lists to pull out bits and pieces of what was written down in there. I've been ruminating probably on these topics for a while, but especially the past 2 weeks, because it's different themes that I've heard in the books I'm reading and the topics I've been diving into. I wanted to upload a almost nutrition lifestyle episode today, but I will be posting that on Tuesday instead, so stay tuned, because I felt like this was a little bit more relevant. Not that the nutrition lifestyle one isn't, but these are just things I've been kind of going on with, and I literally was looking at them and I was like, how can I even make an episode out of this? Like, what's the overlapping theme? And there always is, oddly enough. But I was like, these are just three random points in my notes app that I really want to share because I feel like they can help you. I love sharing mindset tips and things that I'm working with, and it feels authentic to be doing that. So I actually came up with a way to kind of craft these three points together and bring you some things that are going to help you feel authentic, help align you on the right path. A little bit about having an abundance mindset in a way, taking it into different areas of life, dealing with unpredictability, and hitting again on the topic of like confidence and being your true self and letting things go. So this is going to be a short episode. I'm hoping to honestly make this about 10 to 12 minutes so that you can just come in, get your information, think about it in your own way during your day, but it can be an easy listen while you're like doing your morning routine or driving to work or to the store. So I hope you like this episode and let's get into it. Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This is the show that explores how you can add more happiness into your life, mind, body, and soul, holistically. We talk fitness, nutrition, wellness, girl talk, all of it. So we basically talk about all the things that are going to change your life, from habits to different nutrition and recipe tips to healthy reminders. I'm your host, Amanda McCormack. I am a yoga teacher, personal trainer, and nutrition coach. I'm also in the content creation and photography business. I am just exploring what makes me happy, and that's what I want to open you up to do too. So if you're new here, welcome. Join us each week for new topics, meditations, and guest interviews so that you can start living your best life. You can keep up with everything on the pod over at Happy Holistic Hippie on Instagram. And at the moment, I'm running a little bit of a special. It's a totally free thing. If you rate and review the podcast, so just pop up 5 stars on the podcast and leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to, then just take a screenshot of that and send it over to me on Instagram just via DM. Again, Happy Holistic Hippie. I'm going to be giving you a free intention setting meditation that I crafted. I have a little bit of, well, intention setting in it, but we're going to be going through how to kind of cultivate an energy to take with you during your day. It's under 15 minutes, so you can play it every morning, help you get in the mood, help you kind of do some inner work in like an easy way. And there's a little bit of hypnosis in the meditation to help uplift your mood and raise your vibration. So if you want that meditation, all you got to do is rate the podcast, drop a little review, and send it over to me on Instagram. But let's get into today's episode. So if you're in the realm of self-discovery, spirituality, anything like that, you have probably heard the word abundance thrown around. And I know for a fact I have talked a lot in the past on different episodes about the abundance mindset and the opposite of the abundance mindset, which is a victim mindset. And a victim mindset is looking at everything around you and basically feeling like, why me? Blaming a lot of things on external factors. So I'm not in this situation because this is where I live, or this is how much money I make, or these are the people around me, or my partner's this, my parents are this, my friends are that. And really, really believing the fact that things around you are holding you back and that you almost have no power because of it. It's honestly a way that our mind just kind of rationalizes us not changing or taking action. And not that we always have to be pushing forward, propelling forward, changing where we are, because again, there's a beauty in being in the now, and that's something we're going to be talking about in this episode. But it's just the chronic mindset, I'd say, because chronic is just something that's continuously happening, or you're just always kind of falling into it, of not looking at yourself or what you can do, but just blaming the world. And it's not a lovely way to live. I do it sometimes too. Like, it's so easy to happen, especially like in traffic. Like, I always say, if you're somebody who is in the self-development or feeling like you're making progress in the world with your growth, sit in traffic for a few minutes or go in a room with your parents, and then you'll start to find it's a little bit harder to maintain like these mindsets and things like that. And that's totally normal because that's how life is. But to summarize what I said, it's just that the victim mindset isn't a place that you like run out of completely. Like you can fall back into it easily, you know, but the opposite of a victim mindset is the abundance mindset, which is where gratitude kind of comes into play. And when you train your brain to realize that there is abundance around you, that there is literally an abundance of money that you can tap into. There's an abundance in the workforce and the creative projects that you can come up with the amount of like the people in the dating pool or friendships out there that can exist, opportunities for you, you know. You're not as limited as you think you are, which is why we call those things limiting beliefs. But so the abundance mindset is kind of cultivating that mindset of this isn't the end. This isn't the one and only thing. Like there's so much more out there for me and I can tap into it at any time. So it's kind of cultivating, growing that muscle in the brain that will help you think like that. So we hear about that a lot, but there's a way that you can reframe it. And it's, you ever heard of a learner's mindset? So a learner's mindset is basically the same thing as an abundance mindset. And that's the point I want to drive home, is reframing the word abundance, because it sounds so like magical and big, to just having a learner's mindset as you go through life, which is, again, you believe that you're not stuck. You can learn from the things you're going through. You know, if you're feeling embarrassed that you're not doing good in a sport, you're obviously, you will get better at it. You know, you can take it into account in the gym. If you feel embarrassed doing something for the first time, like, yes, that uncomfortableness will be there. But by pushing through it and looking at it like, okay, now I know what to do in the future, you have an abundance mindset or a learner's mindset. You know that you will continue to grow and learn. And when you look at things like that, the world really changes. And that's what the word abundance is. It's looking at things and knowing, okay, yeah, obviously I'm not delusional and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be able to get all these things, but I can learn how to get there. I can learn how to pivot and change, you know. And this mindset opens up endless possibilities, because you're always looking for ways to improve or evolve or the next opportunities that are there. So I wanted to talk about that today, because I honestly forget where, but I did hear the term learner's mindset, and I was writing it down and I thought about it and I was like, wait, the learner's mindset is truly just like the abundance mindset. Like it's the same thing, you know, it's looking at things with literally the lens, if you put glasses on, that people, places, things, experiences can teach you, and they can show you things and they can be teachers in a way. And reflecting on that is how you get somewhere else. If you've read any celebrity biography, a lot of the times they don't just make it to 100% at first. They go through a lot of different things, and it's a lot of pivoting and changing or realizing this and that. And that's how you should go through life. And I feel like you can take that into a scope over so many different topics, is that you can reframe the way you think. You know, if you're looking for ways to improve and evolve instead of sitting there and thinking like, this is it, this is the end, I can't do anything, you can truly get far, but you'll also just be a happier person for it, truly. Now, the next topic, I mean, they all kind of weave into each other, but we talk about confidence a lot on this show because it's an ever-folding journey, and I always get a lot of Instagram DMs about the topic of being confident. And like, I've debunked confidence before, and I really feel like truly confidence comes from letting go, from releasing a resistance and like a tight hold on things. Because true confidence isn't about being in control. And you're like, why does control and confidence go side and side? I've mentioned it before, but it literally comes down to the fact that when we're confident, we really don't care what other people think. When we're not confident, we're looking for validation in external factors and other people, in achievements, in your own self, in a way. You're looking for that. But when you really release that control, that want, that crazy desire, I'm making such a fist, like I literally put my nails into my hand, because that's what I see. When I see like lack of confidence, I see a control, like an urge that you want to control. I want to use a different word, but it's the only one coming up right now. How people are, like, manipulate almost how people perceive you, you know? And that's, you want people to think of you in a certain lens or light. So real confidence is doing whatever you want, showing up the way you truly are without having that need, that desire to truly control and make other people like you, you know? And the hardest thing I feel, because I can say that, right? And then you go out in the world and the first thing that happens is, boom, somebody makes a comment. Somebody says something to you, you get a look or something, and immediately you feel like you're gonna crumble. You feel that thing in yourself where you're like, oh my God, I knew it, XYZ. You start talking bad about yourself, your self-esteem, your self-worth goes down. And in the last episode, I was talking about how, again, putting our happiness in external things is fleeting, because when those things leave or they make a bad comment about you, then your confidence goes down with it. When they make a happy comment about you, or it comes into your life, you get some, you know, prize or abundance, your self-esteem and self-worth go up. So it's a really risky game putting all of your, like, validation needs onto other people, because, or situations, because you never know when you're going to lose that job. You're going to not be in this place. Those people are going to leave. And not to, like, scare you or freak you out with that, but it's comforting to know, like, that you have that stability in yourself for when those things disappear, or if they disappear, you're still going to be standing tall, like, the way you are. So having confidence and being self, like, assured in yourself and self-love and all of that ties in your self-worth. It's not caring who other people think. You're the person giving yourself that validation, you know? So I heard this quote and I was like, this is great, because it's really true. But when you receive a comment or a judgment from somebody, instead of crumbling, when you think about it, it's actually evidence that you're literally living so, like, full and true to yourself that it's, like, strange to other people. The other people look at you and it's, like, a foreign thing. Like, they're not used to seeing somebody express themselves like that or being so confident in themselves, that it almost, like, it makes them feel a little bit weird, you know, because you're being so authentic that it's strange and foreign to other people. And usually that happens because those are people who haven't been able to work on themselves in that area. They may have limiting beliefs about something, like they would never, like, oh, I would never wear that or whatever it is. It's because they need to work on themselves. But when you trigger other people and kind of hit the nerve like that, not that that's the goal, but it's showing you that it's something so strange and foreign to other people that you're doing something right. If it's making them feel weird in their authenticity, and again, everybody's on their own journey, it's showing you that you're doing, like, you're living fully on your right path. Like, you're being yourself to the best of your ability, you know? And that's so comforting, because I, to this day, like, I still do struggle a little bit when it comes to, like, comments and judgments. And it's held me back so many times. Like, I literally do go up and down with it. And that's why I'm talking about this topic, because it's something in the past that I've dealt with. And what I do, like, part of what I do is I have to show up online. I have to market myself. I have to put myself out there. I have to create content where it's, like, me, like, spinning around in a field. Like, I can be like, oh, that's so weird. And it's something I used to, like, say all the time. I felt weird posting videos of myself or even filming videos of myself in person, but, like, I needed the content for online. Plus, I love creating videos and putting music to it. It's just something that, like, I enjoy doing. And I used to feel very judged, but it truly was, like, myself judging me. So it's something I've struggled with. But the idea that if it makes other people uncomfortable, or if it even makes me a little uncomfortable to go and do it, it's, like, evidence that I am going in the right direction. Like, I'm being so authentic that it's making other people question their own authenticity, because they can't do that in a way. So finally there, the point isn't to go, like, we're not going out of our way to make people uncomfortable, but a lot of the world, I don't want to use the word awake, but, you know, everyone's going through their own thing. Everybody's in their individual, like, mindsets when they go through the world. They kind of have, like, tunnel vision. So at the end of the day, their comments don't matter, but sometimes it's hard to actually, like, people say that to me, it's hard for me to actually, like, take that in. But the idea that I'm just doing something that's so strange and foreign to another person that they're questioning it or saying something about it, it just means I'm doing good in my own path, and that's all I need to know. Now, I was talking about gripping on to things and trying to control things, and there's another topic, uncertainty, like unpredictability, that aspect of life. That is another area where I find, including myself, people want to grip onto things and control, you know? It's the same as confidence. We really want to control outcomes or kind of morph the way life goes for us. Or we put all of our hope and love into this outcome, and if this doesn't happen, then again, we feel crushed. So it comes back again to the cycle of putting our worth and our happiness in external things. And this is a little bit of a tip that kind of helps you come into comfort with uncertainty, because life is all about uncertainty. Like, we're truly not gonna control it. I'm currently reading the book Untethered Soul. Is that what it's called? Yes, it is. And in the book so far, I'm, like, literally 10 pages in, so this is, do not trust me. I don't know what's coming up on page 11, but so far they're talking about the voice in your head and kind of talking about the ego and why the voice in your head happens. And the reason that we literally have, like, a nonstop dialogue in our brains is because our mind is just trying to make sense of the outside world, because the outside world is so big and there's so much happening at once, that the voice inside our head that looks around and can identify things, when we say it inside of our head, it's just so that our inner world can make sense of the things around us. I thought that was a really great point. I really love it so far, how he's breaking down like how the brain works. I'm a nerd about that topic, as we know. But it kind of reminded me of the same thing with just uncertainty in general. Like, when something is foreign and strange to the human brain, we don't want that. We have a resistance to it. We want to control things. We like being in control. So it's just a part of your human nature. If you remember it that way too, it feels nice. Like, whenever you get scared about the future or the fear of the unknown, uncertainty, you can just remember that, like, just the animal brain in us, like, it doesn't like uncertainty. So if your body's going through like a feeling or an emotion, it's just, you know, it's fleeting, it's moving, but our human brain doesn't like it. That's what it is. So life, as we know, it's full of surprises. It's full of unpredictability. But what if we flipped it around and we embrace the uncertainty instead of fearing it? And hear me out. So think about, like, if we knew everything, you know how boring life would be? If we knew exactly what was going to happen every minute of the day, like, why would we even want to live it? Like, people pay money to play games, like video games, where you don't know what's going to happen next, or choose your adventure because you want to pick what's going to happen next. That's part of, like, the human experience and the fun of it. And that's where uncertainty comes in. Not knowing how, like, to respond to a certain situation, we can view it as it's exciting, you know? Or if something came up in your life and you had to go through something and it built you up stronger, you can remember that there's, like, growth from these things. And even if they weren't expected, you ended up getting growth out of them. You became a better person, or you knew what not to do anymore. Or, okay, I love this. This is actually something I enjoy. So these things pop up in life, but they do teach us things. It's having that learner's mindset, you know? And all the unpredictability in life is kind of what makes life worth living when you think about it. It, like, adds flavor to our journey. Like, we can look at it and feel thankful. We can pretty much find that, like, childlike wonder, that joy in not knowing how we're going to respond to something or how something's going to come up. And that when these roadblocks come, like, they're a joy in a sense. I was listening to Eckhart Tolle, and he had, I would think it was like an Oprah interview. It was as a podcast on Spotify. And he was talking about, you know, his usual thing is talking about the present moment. So the past, future, present. And he was explaining, as he usually does, surpriser, that your life is in the now. But he was saying your literal life, like the actions you make, the choices you make, that happens in the now. The past and the future, they exist on a timeline, but the actual living happens now. And he was talking about how, you know, there's no thoughts in the now. Like, everything is thoughts, but everything you're actually experiencing and going through in life happens in the now. Thoughts don't happen in the now. Thoughts are your past and your future. And he was saying, he basically said the future is like a full-on distraction, because you think about it, your thoughts chatter in your head. And he was saying, like, the thoughts in your head actually distract you from the present moment, because, like I said, his whole thing is about the present moment. If you need some good information about the present moment, check him out. Because then he was like, what are you even thinking about? Like, you're just going to die in the future. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to bring that that into the podcast episode. But the idea that all, like, you do have now, and the future and not knowing, those are just thoughts. So it makes it a lot easier to ease into the uncertainty when you remember that being in the present moment is what we have and what we can focus on. So if you can find things to anchor you down into the present moment every now and then, it kind of gives a little bit of relief of your brain, because your brain's always going to be chattering and thinking about the future and past. But if you can find mindfulness practices here and now in your day to bring you back into the present moment, that's what's going to give you a little bit of relief, like physical relief, if you're feeling like a little anxious about it. So you can reframe these things, reframing the uncertainty again as life is full of surprises and it's wonderful. And then if you still don't like that, do a little bit of a meditation moment and it will take you out of it, you know? So I hope that these three tips helped you. Again, they did flow into each other, right? But there are three things I've been working with. Number one, again, to reframe it, it's the learner's mindset, looking at the world as, what can I get from this? I'm not stuck. I can always evolve, and I'm looking for ways to improve and grow. Thinking about confidence as letting go of control. Like, I don't have to perceive other people. Like, other people don't have to perceive me in any way, you know? And when they do perceive me, and if they do make a comment, it's because I'm living so authentically that it's just strange to them and that I'm on the right path. And then finally, that uncertainty is, like, one of the most beautiful things in life, that you have the choice to, like, pick your next adventure pretty much whenever these roadblocks come up. And that's what makes life worth living and exciting. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Let's catch up on Instagram. Again, my username is Happy Holistic Hippie. I got lots of good stuff coming up, content. I'm also going to be redoing my entire website. Don't look at it right now, please. Please don't look at it. I'm redoing it, and I'm going to create like some cool offerings and downloadables and some free stuff. So before August, that should be ready to go. But in the meantime, if you do want a free downloadable meditation, like I said earlier in the episode, all you got to do is rate the podcast 5 stars and leave a comment or a review. And even if you don't want to leave a review, you can just leave an affirmation and leave your affirmation, something that you're working with, something that's been helping you out, for anybody else to come onto the podcast and see it down there and inspire them. So we can either leave a review if you'd like, or you can leave a review and add a little affirmation at the end. And then once you do that, you can screenshot it to me, send it over at Happy Holistic Hippie on Instagram, and I will send you the link to your downloadable meditation. Again, it's a morning intention setting meditation to help you out with your energy levels throughout your day and help you get a clear mindset on what you want to do during your day and who you want to be in this world and life. I think that's where I'm going to end it today. So thank you again for listening, and I will see you soon.